Now, back here in the U.S., today marks the first session of the 111th Congress, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid knows he's got a full plate of very serious issues.
I'm an old trial lawyer. There's always room to negotiate.
That's Reid on Meet the Press yesterday, talking about the controversial appointment made by the embattled Illinois governor to fill President-elect Barack Obama's vacant seat. Todd Zwillick, reporter from Capital News Connection, joins us from Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
A lot of things to get to, but let's start with just the actual formation of the Senate itself. There is all of that controversy over the appointment of Roland Burris. Is he going to be seated in the Senate?
No one knows. No one knows. No one knows if or when. Word is he plans to be here in Washington late this afternoon or tonight. He has said he will show up on Tuesday and try to get seated. That doesn't mean he necessarily will. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who is the assistant majority leader, the majority whip, has said that he and Reid will meet with Burris on Wednesday, which is a day after the 111th convenes. They actually convene tomorrow. So the answer, Adora, is that nobody really knows what's going to happen or how confrontational this will be.
So drama on that front. We'll have to wait, especially for congressional watchers. Let's move, though, to you have a couple of Senate seats, Senator Clinton, Senator Salazar, and Senator Biden, who they're all getting sworn in today. But of course, we're expecting them to take positions in the Obama administration. And so someone else is going to fill their seat, right?
Right. Well, you have a total in the 111th Congress on Tuesday, you have a total of 13, well, not Tuesday. See, this is where it gets confusing. There should be a total of 13 new senators taking office this year. But then you have to subtract, right, Joe Biden's replacement. He's going to be vice president. Hillary Clinton, she'll be Secretary of State. Salazar will be Interior. Clinton and Biden, we know, will be senators on Tuesday because Clinton has said that she will remain in office technically until she's approved, until she's confirmed as Secretary of State. That doesn't mean she'll participate as a senator. She probably won't because that won't really be appropriate from the standpoint of a separation of powers. But she will be a senator. Biden just won re-election in Delaware as a senator at the same time as winning election as vice president. So he will have to be newly sworn in sometime between now and the 20th, one assumes he'll resign as senator. So a total, most likely, of 13 new senators. How many new senators are actually sitting in their seats on Tuesday remains to be seen. Of course, you also have Burris. You also have the replacement for Clinton. Probably won't be there on Tuesday, but no one knows who that's going to be. And don't forget about Minnesota with Al Franken and Norm Coleman, the incumbent. That race isn't quite settled yet.
Right. So there's lots of questions about who's actually going to be in the Senate as they move forward on big issues like the stimulus package. There have been some leaks about what the Obama team is thinking of. But there's also it's clear that there's some resistance in the Senate to passing anything quickly.
Well, the Senate Democrats, especially, and to an extent the House Democrats, had hoped to do something very quickly and have it on the president's desk, basically waiting for him when he walks in the Oval Office on January 20th for the first time to get that bill signed, waiting for the new president, like his first official act kind of thing. Republicans in the Senate who do have the power to slow things down if they stick together are starting to lay down markers that they don't think that a bill that could be up to $1 trillion in size, maybe not quite that big, but anyway, big, that it should not be something that moves through onto the Senate floor and moves through that through the Congress without close consideration. So what that means is close consideration and hearings, which is what they're talking about, that's code for slow this down, which is exactly what they intend to do. And now you're hearing Democrats saying that they don't think that their dream of getting this on the desk by January 20th is really going to happen either. So it looks like slowdown is the watchword there.
Okay, here we go for 2009. Todd Zwillick, thank you.
It's going to be exciting.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter from Capital News Connection, and he joined us from Washington, D.C.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.